Cam Irving coming along as the center?
No, Cam's doing great. You know, he played a little center in college, and he was a big physical guy, athletic. He's picking it up pretty quickly, and he's got a couple vets along his side to help him out along the way. So it's been a great transition. Real happy with having him as my center.
Are you trying to spread joy to the neighborhood here with the footballs over the fence?
You know, just being coachable, and you know, it's you can only practice. You got to practice where you play. So sliding, you know, throwing the ball away, all those things, keeping us in positive, down in distances, those are important. So it seems funny, throwing the ball over the fence, but it's just part of the process. So, you know, you got to take everything into account. Well, I'm just throwing it away. And, you know, coach asked me to work on those things. And so, you know, if he says throw it away, I'm going to throw that thing as far as I can, all the way away.
How much more comfortable with, or maybe confidence, a better word, do you feel with your knee and everything that you've been, you know, where you've been a run around out there and everything?
Yeah, I feel great, and it's a blessing to come off two knee surgeries like that and be able to run around out there like a kid. It's just it's a blessing. So I thank God for allowing me to heal. Thankful to the trainers who helped me get back to this point and build upon that. So it's been a blessing.
Robert, yesterday we were watching you run alongside your receivers, throw guys in headlocks. Are you having a different kind of fun right now?
You know, you can never take the fun out of the game. You have to enjoy the process. And, you know, you just got to go out there and be yourself. You can't be anybody else. You can only be yourself. So I like to have fun. I like to encourage guys and, you know, God bless me with the ability to run a little bit. And at quarterback, you don't get to do that too often. So I have to get my conditioning in, chasing after guys, you know, catching balls and just having a good time with them. So I think it goes a long way with the guys, because a lot of times we get a bad rap at quarterback as just sitting back there not doing anything all day. So just want to show them that I'm trying to work just as hard as they are.
Robert, when you were at O Athletic in Houston before you signed, what were you trying to get done there with Terry and Cooper?
How'd you know I was at O Athletic, man? Just doing your research? Yeah.
Yes. I was there myself working on my stuff.
Gotcha. So, yeah, it was just wanted to get leaner, be more explosive. And, you know, I personally play a different brand of football. And I wanted to make sure I maximized that. And then coming here with Hugh and Pep, being able to play the game from the quarterback position like you have to in the NFL, I felt like if I could get to be more lean and more explosive, it would make that process easier as well. So that's really what we focused on, and, you know, to make sure when I came to the team that I was eventually going to sign with, that, you know, anything that they put me through was going to be easier than what I was doing, because, you know, Coop and those guys can they can get after you. But it was a lot of fun working with Coop, Coach Shea, and, you know, I enjoyed that process. Yeah, so did a lot of great footwork with Coach Shea and another quarterback coach that I had. I'll leave him unnamed. You know, he's probably out in the mountains somewhere with a long beard. So it was great. It was a great process. And at that time, I was unemployed and looking for a job. So we really just tried to key in on all the things that I felt like I needed to improve upon and go from there.
Robert, you've had a sort of wide range of experiences in a relatively short time in the league. How much, as you get here, how much you find you're sort of drawing on those things, and any lessons you learn or the things you can apply to this opportunity that you have here?
Yeah, in a short amount of time, about 4 years, I've been through a lot of things in the NFL that guys don't experience in their entire time. So I just try to draw upon those experiences and go out, have fun, play the game, master the process, trust the process, and the results will come.
You hasn't named a starting quarterback, obviously, with the competition being open. From where you sit, do you have a clear sense of definition of what it would take for you to solidify the job?
Consistency every day. Go out and prove that you're the best guy for the job. And that's everybody's task out there on the field from every position. Nothing's guaranteed. There's no entitlement in any part of this game. In the NFL, it's a blessing to play. So you get a chance to go out there, put on that helmet, put on that jersey that says Cleveland Browns, and you got to make the most of every opportunity. So just go out there, be consistent, and not consistently good, not consistently average, be consistently great. And, you know, everything else will fall into place.
Where do you think you are now, as minicamp comes to an end and the offseason comes to an end, compared to where you were when you first got here, just in terms of comfort in the offense and understanding all that?
Yeah, I just, you know, the more time you put into the system and just being around Coach Jackson and Pep and the guys, you know, at the beginning we're all just trying to figure it out. Now I think everyone feels a lot more comfortable with what we're doing, and we just got to continue to master it. And I think that's our job while we're gone, is to continue to master the system, and then when we get back for training camp, we can hit the ground rolling.
In the 4 years, as we talked about, that you've gone through all these things, are you the same person? Do you feel you're different? Have you changed, or are you still kind of that same person that came out of Baylor?
I feel like you can't let life happenings change who you are. It can grow you as an individual. Adversity is an opportunity for your character to be tested, but you can't let it change who you are. I'm a person. I believe, you know, people are genuinely good, and maybe I'm a fool. I don't know. But I just think people are genuinely good until they prove you wrong, and you have to take that approach to everything you do. And, as a football player, as a man, you just get up every morning and try to live for others. So I enjoy that, and that'll never change.
Hey, Ronald, speaking of Baylor, how has that whole situation resonated with you?
You know, it's just been it's a tough situation, unfortunate situation for everybody involved, and it's been heartbreaking, to be honest with you. So that's pretty much all I can say about it. But, you know, Baylor is in my prayers, in my family's prayers, and, you know, we wish the best for him.
One of your teammates just a few minutes ago was talking about your work ethic, how you approach things, how coachable you've been, and that was what he thought was a knock on you. Have you been conscious of the perception that some of your new teammates might have had? Trying very actively to prove, hey, I'm a guy that I know, not a guy you might have heard about.
I'm not actively trying to do that. I think when you hear rumors, guys are going to make their own judgment on you by what they see. And the worst thing you can do is try to come in and be somebody that you're not. So when you ask me, am I the same guy, you have to be. Because what we say is guys' BS meters can go off really fast. If you're BSing them, they'll know you're BSing them. So I haven't actively tried to do that. But it means something to me that teammate said that, because you just try to be who you are. And people will see through what is a rumor and what is just, you know, things that happen in the NFL, compared to who you really are. And I think that's the best thing you can do, is be who you are, show them that, you know, what you might have heard, maybe some of it's true. And if he went up here and said all that stuff's true, then I'd be like, ah, dang, you know. But a lot of the stuff can be extremely false, and you can come in and prove to them who you really are. And that's what the blessing of a new opportunity with a new team, a new organization, has blessed me with, a chance to just go out, be myself, and let guys make their own determination about who I am.
Do you feel more relaxed? Maybe that's not even the right word. If the more you get away from that Washington situation and you do get this opportunity to prove you are that same guy that came out of Baylor?
It's just a blessing, you know. Some guys love free agency, some guys don't. I hated free agency, you know. I didn't know where I was going to be. It was an uncomfortable feeling, not knowing if you're going to get a chance to play football again. So when the Browns came calling, and everyone else did, and I had a decision to make, it was a blessing to be able to come here. And you just have to make the most of your opportunity. And there's a calming feeling about when you know what you're doing and how to get it done. And having the 4 years of experience in the league through all the ups and downs gives me that sense of calmness, that sense of peace, to know all I have to do is go out there and play the game that we love.
And probably it's the little things, and I think I saw last week you got up and you kind of spun it after a slide. Is that something that you thought you had to work on, that and throwing it away coming out of Washington, or is that something Hugh kind of told you right when you got here, you need to work on these things? Like, how did it become a focus for you?
It's just, you know, every day I approach the same way back in Washington and here. Every practice you have to practice like it's a game. And I think those are two of the things that I didn't practice enough. I didn't practice throwing the ball away enough. I didn't practice sliding enough. So that's why I slid last week. And that's why you see me breaking windows out there on the field.
Robert, if you look at that balance between playing from the pocket versus the ability to make plays outside the pocket, and you look at this offense, do you have a sense yet of what it will ask of you, what will allow for you, and how you can do it from that perspective?
Yeah, you know, Coach said something extremely powerful today. He said, this is our offense. It's not Hugh's offense. It's not Robert's offense. It's not Joe Thomas's offense. It's our offense, and you have to play within that system. And I think that's the beauty of it. Whether he asked me to play from the pocket, play on the perimeter, run the ball, hand the ball off, you know, whatever it is, throw it 40 times, throw it 20 times. Play within the system, and then use your God-given ability when the system breaks down to make everything right. And I think that's been the focus. Play within the system. When it's not there, make something happen or throw it away.
Robert, when you left Washington, you left a specific thing in your locker. Why did you do that, and what did the words on there mean to you?
It was just, you know, my guy, you know, say you can't change who you are. And, you know, if you're a person that's going to do good and going to try your hardest and give it everything that you have, you can't let a minor setback change that. And I actually got that from a guy who's here with me, Joe Kim, who also came from Washington last year. He would give me inspirational quotes, and that one just stuck the best with me. So I left it up there, and someone stole it. One of my teammates stole it actually after I walked out of the locker room, and it's just a real powerful statement to say, you know, you got to persevere, you got to be who you are. And don't let anything ever change that. Learn from your mistakes, but don't ever let anything change who you are at the core of who you are.
Are you, as these kind of things from Washington still get dragged up, do you feel wounded by some of the things you hear? I mean, is it some of the things still? I don't even know if you recognize that person sometimes if you see them.
Nah, I don't get wounded by it. You know, because I know the truth, and at the end of the day, I'm blessed with a new opportunity to be here. So I can't worry about what's going on back there. I don't worry about it. I don't see what comes out. I don't read the articles. So that's not my focus. My focus is being a Cleveland Brown, changing the culture here, and giving this city something to be proud of. And I can't do that if I'm focused on the past. So I'm moving forward, then moved forward, focusing on this team.
Robert, what will you do after this week is over? Are you going to work with Tom House? And what do you want to work on with him between now and the time training camp starts?
Yeah, just continuing. I'll work with Tom and continuing to master the fundamentals, make it consistent so that when we show up to training camp, you know, I'm taking the same drop on the same throw every single time. And then mastering our system, the terminology, the verbiage, the kind of throws that we're going to be throwing in this offense, and just make sure all that happens. Go for it.
Thank you. Coach Jackson told us yesterday that he's in absolutely no rush to name a starter. Right. If so much of your role and your job is confidence, what difference would it make if you left on Thursday knowing you were the starter?
You know, I think the guys, when you step out there every day, they see how you work. And they see your work ethic. They see your leadership ability. And they buy into those things. They don't buy into who's the starter, who's not the starter. So I don't focus on that. That's coach's decision. And there's nothing I can do aside from go out there and ball out. That's going to change his mind. So that's my plan. Go out there, ball out, have fun, and prove to the guys that I'm the guy that they should follow. Is it National Best Friend Day? Just want to say shout out to my best friend. All right. God bless.